You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, we just can't get away from winter weather, and it's dropping a lot of snow. So, for instance, tell me about this last episode. How much snowfall did we get?
My goodness. Over 33 inches occurred in east-central parts of Wisconsin, and a broad region of 8 to 20 inches occurred from parts of Nebraska and South Dakota into southern Minnesota and the rest of Wisconsin. So that was a very impressive event. And, of course, we're getting it again, like you just said. At this time, we are seeing significant snow occurring across northern Iowa and parts of southern Minnesota and the southeast corner of South Dakota. We're expecting to see anywhere from 3 to 6 and local 8-inch amounts of accumulation occurring in that area as we go forward through the afternoon and into the evening. And then a part of that storm system will go ahead and move through southern Wisconsin and the northernmost counties in Illinois over to southern Michigan. But it will be weakening as it heads further to the east. So there will be a lot less snow in some of those areas. But you're right. For this time of the year, we're getting way too much snow. And hopefully this will be the last of the snow-producing events for a while.
The last of the snow-producing events. But once it's on the ground, we really are going to have some warmer weather to get that cleared off, and so that the sun can actually beat down and unfreeze or thaw this ground out, I would think. Anything in the future there?
Yeah, I think we are going to start a bit of a warming trend. I'm not real convinced we're going to get very far above average, but we'll come back to more normal. And, you know, it's now late enough in the year that normal is not too bad. We can melt snow very quickly. And this snow that has occurred and is falling yet today is a wet snow. It's a wet, slushy snow, and so it will disappear fairly quickly if we can get a couple of days in a row of 50s and maybe some 60s taking place, which I think will take place as we get into the coming weekend and again into next week with a short-term interruption in between. So I think we're going to move in the right direction, but certainly these northern Midwest locations are going to have a real hard time getting aggressive into the fields anytime real soon. That's a little different from areas from Kansas into the Ohio River Valley area, where we'll probably be able to string almost 7 days of relatively dry weather together with temperatures in the 60s and a few lower 70s, where I think we'll get some significant field work done.
Oh, well, that is good news. So producers will be able to move in those areas. How about the Delta regions? How far along are they at this point, and are you concerned at all for them?
Well, you know, there has been a lot of concern that fieldwork hasn't moved very well in that area, but this is prime time for them, and I think we're going to see some good progress made. We do have that same storm that I think we've been chatting about for a while coming out of hard ribbon or wheat country late this week, and it will move right through the Delta this weekend and into the southeastern corner of the U.S., and so in response, there will be a disruption to fieldwork in those areas. But it's not going to rain very frequently after that. We may see a few showers and thunderstorms again next week at a couple of different locations, but it's not going to be widespread. So I do think the Delta in the southeast will begin to progress a lot faster with field work, and their daily high temperatures will be a lot warmer than the Midwest, too, and that should help the drying rates between events.
You mentioned the hard red winter wheat-growing regions, Texas, Oklahoma, parts of Kansas. Storm rainfall there that can help alleviate the dry conditions?
Well, I don't know if we want to use the word alleviate, at least not when it comes to West Texas or the Texas Panhandle, but we will ease the dryness. The latest computer forecast model is starting to edge down some of this rainfall potential. It's still going to rain in all areas, don't get me wrong, but I think some of those amounts in the Texas Panhandle and extreme southwest Kansas, extreme southeastern Colorado may not be much more than maybe 2/10 to 8/10 of an inch. And not that that's nothing, something, yeah, whatever. You don't want to complain about it. Any moisture is better than nothing there, but it will be greater in the heart of Kansas and central Oklahoma, where we will see amounts of 6/10 to maybe as much as 2 inches, and that'll make a huge difference for some of that wheat crop. So we're looking for that to begin late Thursday night, more likely to be a Friday, Saturday evening.
And one last item, South America, the safrinha or second crop corn in Brazil. Concerns, doing well, dry season about to begin?
Well, yeah, I think it is doing well at the moment. We have been seeing some topsoil firming here this week in parts of Paraná and parts of São Paulo, as well as southern Mato Grosso do Sul into southern Paraguay. And that's kind of an important area. It doesn't need to dry down anymore, but they will. I think there will be a few showers and thunderstorms in Mato Grosso do Sul coming up here over the next couple of days, and then, but it's not going to reach into the rest of that drying area. And some of that drying region will probably see very little rain until the second weekend of the two-week outlook, when we'll get a frontal system to bring some moisture. So we are getting more concerned about the drying trend, but the crop right now is in great shape. It's all about May, though, when that crop reproduces, and it's going to be imperative that they get some timely rain by then.
Hey, thanks so much.
Have a good day.
You too. That, of course, is Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated.